Hello and welcome to another episode of Music Rabbit Hole. I'm your humble host and music bus driver on today's musical journey, episode 139 of the show. Yes, a regular episode. I don't know the last time I did one. I know I've put out other videos, my monthly recaps and things like that, but I wanted to do one of the old school rabbit hole deep dives today, and I'm very excited for this episode. The featured artist, Lewis Capaldi from Glasgow, is it pronounced Glasgow? Glasgow? I'm not from there, I apologize. The Scottish boy, 26-year-old Capaldi. And I want to do this episode because I did watch the Lewis Capaldi Netflix documentary and listen to some of his new album. And he comes across, it's such an interesting dive into an artist who had a meteoric rise. Even back in 2017, Capaldi released that single Bruises, which made him the fastest ever unsigned artist to reach 25 million plays on Spotify. He had the viral hit Someone You Loved that had a Grammy nomination. His debut album was the best-selling album in the UK for 5 years. And, not the best-selling album in UK for 5 years. It was the best-selling album in UK in the last 5 years at the time. It spent 5 weeks at number one in its first 6 weeks of release. And the documentary, maybe I'll do a documentary review like I did with the Metallica one. But it was so fascinating because, look, an artist, they say, has their whole life to prepare for their debut album. And then after that, it's kind of like, now what? They want more. The people want more. I need to put out another album. And like that process is so stressful. Do I still have the magic? Am I able to deal with the pressures and the stresses of just a rising star? And so Capaldi's a guy who's very, self-aware, but he makes a lot of jokes about himself. Self-deprecating. That's the word I'm looking for. And so it's interesting to see a guy like that deal with the situation of fame, where it's somebody that, you could easily see yourself sitting down with Capaldi having a beer and having a laugh, and then he's on stage singing for 20,000 people. It's kind of an interesting dynamic there. So I want to do an episode on Capaldi. He did just come out with his latest record. And there's been some mixed reviews. I listened to it. I'm still not quite sure. I don't have my rating yet on it. It's definitely, in my opinion, as can happen, it doesn't necessarily have the same magic as the debut. There's a little more production. It feels a little rushed at times. It doesn't really have that same kind of Lewis Capaldi essence to it. But then there's some really big tracks on here as well. I mean, that Forget Me track is really solid. And I'll put that on the playlist in the description of the episode. So if you haven't heard that, go listen to that. I'm not going to play it on this episode because he's so big. I mean, I could easily see this video getting claimed and taken down. So the journey today, find 5 other artists that you may enjoy if you enjoy the music of Lewis Capaldi. The idea is not necessarily a one-to-one match. It's not going to be this person sounds exactly like Lewis Capaldi or something like that. It's more of, hey, the general vibe is there. And if you like Lewis Capaldi, you may like one of these 5. So we will start with the Northampton, UK artist, Billy Lockett. By the way, there are honorable mentions, because when you go to Lewis Capaldi, I'm sure you could find some huge names that you would possibly also like if you like Capaldi. James Bay, James Arthur, a lot of James guys. My journey, I always stay underneath 1 million Spotify monthly listeners. I try to go with the smaller artists that maybe you haven't heard of or something like that. So Billy Lockett, 530,000 monthly listeners, still obviously a lot. 2020 album, Together at Home. 2023 put out the album Abington Grove. And this song is off that album. So this song is called Don't Be So Hard on Yourself, Billy Lockett.
Yourself and love every part of yourself. There ain't no shame in you asking for help, so don't be so hard.
Do you pick apart the pieces of your body?
And again, we play about 30 seconds or so of the song. The full song will be in the Spotify playlist link that I'll put in the description of the video or of the podcast version, so you can go check out. The idea is, hey, if that catches your ear and you're like, hey, that sounds pretty good, go listen to him yourself. Go let him get the streams, not me. So Billy Lockett, Don't Be So Hard on Yourself is a song there. You can hear some of the, it's not just going to be, oh, these guys all play piano or something like that, but there is some genuine emotion in the singing there. There's definitely some of that Capaldi, like there's not cry, but there's, you know, there's some sadness. There's some sadness there. So that was Billy Lockett. Next up on our list from Denton, Texas, a really interesting artist called Livingston. 704,000 monthly listeners. Actually just got a feature on the new Macklemore album, Ben, that came out this year. Two albums of his own, the 2020 album, An Unlikely Story, and then the album Lighthouse. This is off the album Lighthouse. The song is called Fairy Tale by Livingston.
Age of nine, I lived through Pixar on a screen, and every single problem seemed so little then to me. 'Cause flicks still save the anthill, even though I couldn't see beyond the kids at school that hated me and my insecurity. Oh, I thought I was invincible, but Mr. Incredible.
So with Livingston, I listened to some more of his tracks. There's definitely some really interesting storytelling with his lyrics and mood setting and scene setting and all these different things that I feel like, you know, that is something I really enjoy in Lewis Capaldi's music sometimes, is some of that storytelling component to it. So, yeah, that it's a great artist. Check out Livingston, that song again called Fairy Tale. Number three on our list from the UK, I believe Plested. Plested. First name is Phil, but he goes by his artist name, Plested. 702,000 monthly listeners, has co-written songs with Lewis Capaldi, so it makes sense there'd be a connection there. James Arthur and more. Put out one solo album, the 2018 album First and Foremost, and a bunch of other songs here and there. So this is a 2020 single called Beautiful and Brutal.
Don't know why it's happening. I swallow the pain, drinking your poison. Darling, it hurts so sweet. I try to run, but I come back again. I look in your eyes, don't have a choice. Yeah. You'll be the death of me. But there's no.
Tremendous vocalist there. Even just, again, some of the cry in his vocals. And yeah, there's a lot of emotion there for sure. So check out Plested. Beautiful and Brutal was the song there. Sorry, I might be botching his name. Number four. Actually, before we head to four and five, I do just want to remind you, hey, I appreciate you a lot for those who decide to hit that subscribe button and take that extra step to, hey, I like your content, you know, and as of this recording right now, we are at 3,921 subs, which is incredible. Really excited about that journey to 4,000. Got to try to put a bunch of different types of videos on there, not just these rabbit hole dives, but I did a documentary review for a music documentary. I've done some album, like month recaps, things like that. So some different stuff, more content coming your way. Back half of the show, number four on our list from the UK, James Gillespie, 830,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. 2019 album called Safe and a 2022 live album. This is a 2023 single called What You Do Part 2.
I could make your day, I could make it rain, but I don't like that power today. I can't make it right, can't undo the night. Stupid things I said to you, but I can go where you need me to, you know.
Love the choice of that guitar tone in the back. There's something about a clean, like not overly distorted, but obviously not overly clean guitar sound that just love it. Love it. Four up, four down, one more to go on this Friday episode. Hope you're having a great week. We started off, of course, with Billy Lockett. Then we hit up Livingston, Plested, and James Gillespie. We will end this episode with the Scottish singer Callum Beattie. 90,000 monthly listeners, the smallest of the five I'm playing here today. And when I say that, keep in mind, 90,000 is insane. I just mentioned how I'd be happy to get to 4,000 subscribers on the channel. So I'm not at all saying Callum doesn't have a big number there. I just mean compared to 830,000 from James Gillespie, the artist I just played. But 90,000 is still incredibly impressive. Debut album in 2020 called People Like Us, and then put out a 2023 album, Vandals. So album this year, the song I'm going to play is off that record, is called Heart Stops Beating. It will be the song to play us out on episode 139. Hope you enjoyed these artists. Go listen to them. The link to the playlist will be in the description of the video and the podcast version. And we'll see you next time. Again, one more time, this is Callum Beattie and Heart Stops Beating. Out an early grave.